When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Among Irish landlords of the 19th century, Lord George Hill of Gweedore was an outstanding and in many ways an exceptional figure. He was a good landlord, as landlords go. And as landlords go, he went.
A gumperat la cherni talo nille ni ron the hills alk. Germutter Gweedore gur vile massa a deer being lanvehe, agus yerla lietrum raskil, agus an talforta hagla hinila, agus tashkielti gilora gun la shinachruhu.
Lord George I remember well, a very pattern of gentleness and courtesy, short, white-haired and white-bearded, always dressed in grey Gweedore frieze. No man has done so much to redeem the reproach that rests on Irish landlordism.
Well, Jim O'Warl, he'n grun talkagus an maithin, nish tegae heave an shkiel, agus pwailan lortir an dae heave.
Agus is her gahi when scale chasta tall a hinchin tween Tierna George Hill, a boiling lord sa clarsha fasta. Rugu George Augustus Hill sa vlein ocia degus a hain, and cuigamach lishandara Marquess of Downshire, Arthur Hill, dinna dinna Tierni talawa bowo sa cheer sa namshin. But the looked plandori e a vi lonihe gondi in doon, agus a dog a lurugu train or walter or he the chujan hondi shin. Maradere and tall of Eston Evans,
thoroughly English in background, sentiment, and self-denying rectitude. He was a junior member of a planter family that had been settled in County Down since the 16th century and that gave their family name to Hillsborough. Later, as Marquesses of Downshire, they also had a great estate at Blessington in County Wicklow. The Downshires were well known as improving landlords. Their tenants in the neighbourhood of Belfast or Dublin were receptive to change, but Donegal was a different matter.
Fillin and Scalagoni are going all, ach Rivashin chai George Hill Tomalda Hale in Arm na Bratane. Vi un mucha correr, agus da Haravishin vi arias in Arm in Ish a chaihed blin.
Vi li morige le filiacht Byron, agus nir vega sulish an elishine in a farsin agus in a yarku. Beidir gyrbe an talan roman sŵl sinon na sbrage le speisio hor sa gaelic agus sna cantaid an ar oan gaelic a lort, sna sleifte agus sna glanta a waad siar o hocalacht Hillsborough agus huishgirt a dŵn. Ta fianna se ar a dŵl a viege sa gaelic a lior a falsiw a malic lia sa vlian ac a dieg agus triacha.
The Gospel according to St. John in Irish with an interlined English translation and a grammatical praxis on the Gospel according to St. Matthew in Irish by Owen Kennellan, transcriber of ancient Irish manuscripts to His Majesty.
Tan Lorshin Chumney Egil Connellan, Lord George Augustus Hill, MP, Marianus.
My Lord, I shall account myself blamable in thus obtruding on your Lordship's attention had I no further pretensions than what I could derive from the intrinsic merit of the present work. But with these, my lord, you have yourself furnished me in the distinguished example set by your lordship in considering the long-neglected language, the study of which it is desired to promote as a desirable acquisition, and in honouring me as the instrument for that purpose.
Cerebliana in ye ulshu and yorshin, hogan tierna hill a heid court ar eir hrugunangal. Mas fear the litter escrive Sir James Domrain, san express, papar nuachta de chuidwala a clia, sablian uki de quegus a hocht, but a churu domrain a chuise an a dosach.
In the year 1834, Lord George Hill requested me to allow him to accompany me on my next official tour of inspection as Controller General of the Coast Guard. He stated his object was to see the wildest and most remote parts of Ireland, and as the force then under my orders was distributed all round the coast, I possessed the means of showing him the country, which at that time could scarcely have been accomplished by any other person.
Gugarin yishin, Chani Hill couple by the fire in Gweedore, agus near Vada Garoes con dahid mila acre, the hall of Naparoste in a hillevege.
On chorus Rondale, abia ebru eretalo in Gweedore sanamshin, visha boni eretan chorus goala, no an gwael cini mar hoctir. Bala bo na bala farinia viu mar halwys e glocht ein inne. Sa walishin bi an choriacht, an cairan, agus an aili sleva.
Corgas torlach tirik fada coplur, wal chan mar vish tirik fada talu in sio. Bydig ar rishe on tiost in sio sis gadeen arige, tri haru mila shli bedir. Vin cyfrin cael bydd yn arwys y deis lat ys ffi trasnau. A mae fi coplo dyn ys y teila. Coi gais mwy y bryd ygys anon ar fi'n ffer o ffol wais. Hog se pisa cyd slat yr ffod da wais. An cyd ni eisyn da bryd. An pisa ni eisyn da anna. Agus yn ymwneud hwys y sys agus hos y sig rhwnt y tri rant yla agus tri rant yla agus fi sy'n rant y mwrs yn sys gydyn arig. Fi sy'n cart gylio'r lys y glwyn dyn i sy'n. An yr ffos sydd sy'n yn y eisyn. Fi dyn i yla tatys da yn sy'n pisi sy'n. Agus bydd yn dynnu fi was ag bwyr yn talw le fi le sys wyr fi pasta yla. Hi sy'n sy'n ygy.
Is mai mar eich hyl gyr fi yn rhent agos yn achrent yn ligio bo o y fi ar y tan hwrs rondel. Das ys sias ar feri lys na ferim a hael ag yn ymach yn ein ffys o wain agos nyr fi yn obwys yn y gri fi drach ŵr cyrhe ar ffarast yw i dôl. Fi yn y clohain non y sraed wael te bygyl yca agos gach ta coni ar y eilym hen. Sa naet ar o rei agos mahael ar y bysyn fi cloiach a cloch y dianw tioran ydyn y ferim a cha. Mae byr da hyl fi mwtyr gwy dod bran sastel ys ychwyd yw ŵr.
The greatest pains were taken by the surveyor, my agent and myself, to see that justice was done to each individual. The tenants were called upon to assist in dividing the land, and nothing was done without their full consent and approbation.
Ach, mae fi cargwynad yn tionant i sasta, begyn da hyl hyn a adwael ar ochaid ele, nach mar sin a fi ag yn wochaid aco. I lior on dar tegel facts from Guidor, a chyrse amas of lein ocia dieg dahed sa cuig, duru.
The opposition on the part of the people to the new system was vexatious and harassing. It took about 3 years to accomplish the divisions, as upwards of 20,000 acres had to be thus arranged and distributed. Altogether, it was a difficult task, and much thwarted by the people, as they, naturally, did not like that their old ways should be disturbed or interfered with, nor were they disposed as yet to abandon the Rundale system.
Lord George found that his Gwydor tenants did not take kindly to his notions of improvement. There could be no doubt that he was in fact genuinely moved by the appalling poverty around him and by the evil consequences of illicit distillation. In my view, compared with many contemporary landlords in Ireland, or indeed in England, Scotland or Wales, he was a saint. There's no reason to doubt that his statement that he spent a considerable private fortune, as well as all the rentals he received, on improving the land. But his tenants did not regard this transformation as improvement. His aim, they said, was to improve them off the land. It was a total clash of cultures, involving the destruction of a complete way of life, the substitution of a different way, of a different set of values.
As most of the farms belonging to me in Gwydor are very small at present, it is of great importance that they should not be made smaller. No land can now be divided, nor bought, nor sold, whether by will or under any pretence. Fences must now be built upon all lock spittings, and everyone remove his house to his own land. Any tenant breaking through these rules will be ejected from his farm and be put out of the estate. The bailiffs have strict orders to see that these regulations are enforced, and it is hoped that the tenants will see that these rules are made, like the new division of the land, for their good. By their sincere friend and landlord, George A. Hill, Gwydor, 1844.
Their sincere friend and landlord is Kintigur Marshindar, Irv Ahonic Hill, and Kaidrav Aviadre Hain, Ogsachid Tononti. Near one and a Ogsgulor Tierney Ella. Coni share fai fihiblian eran a stát an Gwydor, no congruach dá. Bi se goni ag tóirt chóile leasa dan a tenante.
In fact, he was too much on top of his tenants. It was his reforming zeal, his paternalism, that they couldn't take. There can be no doubt as to his good intentions. And even if we have no proof of his supposed knowledge of the Irish language, the inscription in Irish which he placed over the entrance to his store at Bunbeg is still there to be seen.
is a duachuracht leisin tíirna máchan falsa, ach is ean máchan cearta gúil. Sean ráite, cabdil a hín iag, rán a hín.
Ach, vi nís múna a cúpla focal gaelicu agus cóla a leasa da dí ar wintergridor il ára chéad seo caite. Vi hellu múiú ar nói gur vé a leas a vi a ianuag i hén on tús. Agus mar a dér Sean McGinleach, bonan an leawar an úd facts from gridor, agus clárna rodi fiúntathe liga vi djenta egi ó oké djeg trochas a hocht a rei.
Dér sa, nar a wén dolin kindjanta gúsi talvíarta an arkidig trochas a hort. A, an arkidig sasgus a sé, Grosé hied akre, ure, fri hallo, fes lien, tornepi pretigus mushende. A tati wellen skilchenenis. Tese wenn link, ger hashish agus grunchama, ne keren, agus hosha, tegli oga huniaru, agus begenden ne keti wartischen, a hashis, agus en ganyuan prenises en trei, agus hunyatalu yenu mas, a vasculation keren. Agus sin an fhaigur ona sé hiad acrann. Agus sin fhaigur dearnse hunne tiliú títhel. Dear san seo na roi áfag an fustingi dór an tráta hárt. Na cina bí fhaig a míle dó. Agus sin chasgus a sé gurú tríkin. Agus gurú litrát hárt an le. An ar vint aru dan na éisin. Gu óstangi dór a bhí ag an tírna sin an eitir eg. Agus sin an eitir danig an karastir lis na litrát an le. You know, in corking the door of view of a county, I became Miltoner one vegan chest to she, and I went grow mullen and honey in a mini corky, I be mullen on for honey emmet, I guess mullen linen. Ah, my aunt to garter a kite of Adwell, gird a henevich exmute of Fostermore, Villish and Tierna, and Chamanaku. I guess you know, caddy, then you be a liquor guest, shop of one in the door, Tessagon. Nish gurdog far is minyanyolo yerart shapa a wonu agus koyu maaso a talwa hag far ali yerart niri baga shapa na ta tavernya wonu agus koyu maaso a talwa
Is doha gurd dali lochta a leren tierna hill as bartish a brua rai a raho an tarifa da hen ach ar a laid nirvonan e agus gulior tierni ele niro se diwin agus ni yarni se enig eir lanawins ar a chwyd tonante Cachli ni gilavride
Vi sjáa bæntlis na hils. Vi kuddan a dýning í dór a bænt mónu og vatsal a danig na hils. Agus er en forta a vi stæk le dúhja na hils. En ég hórsit kaskló a nur a hannig séð. Vi en talforta a glæja nýla a bænt a ma sé skilni a skæd a bæs lén mónu a vant. Tríha pínin is a urkan sin bæg a vi sin kassal a sé skór pumta a nur sin. Komaila sin der dýni gydag yn hyls am lys i hi sy'n gyl, ci sy'n gyl, ac ysdi ar i ddyn i nes na wnt ymwyr yn am ymwyr sy'n le hi gwyd gwaed o gyl gymas ar y gasta. Bi rodd bygyl yn sio, nôr y hannig na hyls, fi mynd tîrni yng Nghydwyr y fyrre, fi tîrni mre darfaniam stiwrt y grwg ffala, ac ysdi tîrni na wylaniam o grwg ystoliau. Gyl codan y mynd tîrni yn talw lys na hyls, A rwy'n siachin clasta gwaed hen sol yr hiel siadu. Chors ydy nerdy yn cys, chwnio cwy yn ŵl dy hyl, gwaer talw mae hi fi'n gwaer fyw cwyd wori, agos morsyn fi'n cys toca ar chwydan y gawd ys sol y danig hyl ys da. Fi pwynt elon, na cosel ys na tîrni môra ele agos na hwysna mae'r hogdi ar hi'n arho yn hirin. Fi yw na hyls ys bale, wyrant y mwyr y meltain, wyrant y gondain dŵn, Wyrant a mwy y tryd do hasyn. Agus fi ffyr ynyd, no agents mae'r wyn o siandyn i arw, fi siarad yn y cyfad na cwrta, agus rwy'n y hegent sy'n cynta, gael eili sydd yn cys. Agus fi nis mw elg y grin yn unig do na hegents, no da mae'r fi do na tîr ni hen, agus ta cosla do na'r hig na dyni na tŵti, gyr y mwy y baliw arigid do na tîr ni talw, a fi yn tegent, agos na ha waliw do hen, agos beth ygyr sy'n cynnydd o'n y cwys yna na'r onyff sy'n ôl do'n y hyls. Naw, na hyls hen, fi syl sosial ta jas acw sy'n, fi'n hwyrt acw, agos llan i hyl yn chledi o chlynu olaher o se ffont a arigid, agos fi sy'n ag na hwyrt ar i la iesgyr ar i ar lian gyblion. Kom eilishin vi ishgele na evne hele en fobul ege. Vi bæsari ar na evne hesha, sin firka vet. Agus skafti mai hek uon. Vi na pri wæsari dieltar fai na blian ar fad. Agus na min wæsari vi sjechen af alponta ar hon sjesere. En sin amir na schlefte, vi na krik na schlefte inta tewakta. Mar vi etan ag na huashle a hagu gudi in huurt na gata hil lewa muye shalag. A muis skilu kerk fri agus a shalag gari aha agus kunin yro kod war kunin yon agus a maru shanna vi madi igna kuartari sha komai agus fir kavada igna madi vi kod wai kal ni am shre gobur an si hishtin an sa kuart agus kuart skilt akus in na hensha fo khodan na kuartari agus kasis na kuartari vi son gofol uashli vi kod jaku agus an kod jalawal bokki vi anturo Dúls na cailní óga agus léidí sin acu, ní réir ín síl pag. Bhí gairú agus gairad ar isteal is a chúirt, agus bhí breiní bag a chola as huas am mína cunha a gaur gynné an gairí sa tean tíl. An sin bhí capal agus cair sa chúirt, il díní a homaint, lis na cúirt ar í homaint, agus bhí réal an fásta go dimanú na fyr ibre a bhín sin, na mré agus na fyr a bhí gobar sa chúirt, go dimanú an áfrin gadóna hiad agus ar aist.
Tíwa mwy da hopla cali námsra agus rint ebri a bheith pastion, is bag a hwy sýl na cúrta a bheim ar phobl gydol. Nír leir da fios a bi ar eglies fe hafi acu da helfa liasi a hil. Rán sian talu cairan mar hampla ar lana ni ha oga bi gan talu. Na cotani a hagu mutr gydol ar na ferma ha cairan sian. Ach talu boch domasi a biantu agus ba wach da bara wanti astu san óor. Dúirt Thomas Nielsen Underwood, bál de homan an tenant right, a hag cuart ar chan de chutaní hill.
It had a house of sods. The entrance was not higher above the earth than 3 feet, and I had to crouch going in. I would say it was not fit for a beast. The owner of that house was a tenant on Hill's estate, and an occupier of the new cuts. The family appeared to be wretchedly fed. The mother was suckling an infant, and I believe she was not able to give it sustenance. I asked the priest, what could be the motives of any person for advising human beings to locate themselves in such a hopeless way?
Ernoi ni he shan pictur of Wiley George Hill galamach erichanter. Vregrin il tuirishki shah o Underwood agus o gini ele a hag kuartir gidoor snabian ta achtie kuikas a shacht agus kuikas a hacht an pictur gyal sona a gahi hill a lloran agus a bamflid da chud a scapu gafarliahan ar fod na héran agus hasana.
Many distinguished observers were attracted to Gwydora in the wave of sympathy and self-reproach that followed the Great Famine, led there by the publication of Facts from Gwydora. Among them was Thomas Carlyle, who saw well this irreconcilable clash of cultures. And for him, Lord George was a man of great charm and boundless benevolence, but hopelessly striving to bring about change where none wanted it.
The 1st of August, 1849, Terra Milton, at length Balliar. From below Piazza, Lord George himself politely steps out to welcome us. Handsome, grave, smiling man of 50 or more, thick, grizzled hair, elegant, plump nose, low, cooing voice, military composure and absence of loquacity. A man you'll love at first sight.
Monday, the 2nd of August.
Halfway house, Caliber Stream, drink for the horse. Good humoured poor woman will have a drop of putjean when you return. Lord George knows all these people, speaks kindly, some words in Irish or otherwise to every one of them. Excellent, polite, pious-hearted, healthy man. Talk plentiful, sympathy with old Gid in this Lord George. Candid openness to it. Fine voice, excellent little whistle through his teeth as he drove us. Horse performing admirably. I never drove or walked or rode in any region such a black, dismal 22 miles of road. This is the road Lord George drives every week these 17 years. Drives or rides through these dismal moors, strong in the faith of something higher than the picturesque. Suddenly out of the black moor into view of a lake, Lochnacling, stretching northwestward around that side of Argyll, and at the head of this Lochnacling comes the prettiest patch of improvement I have ever in my travels beheld. the back of the claddy, stretching out from this loch 5 or 6 miles and flattening itself wide towards the sea, is Lord George Hill's domain. Sprinkled in ragged clusters here are the huts of the inhabitants, wretchedest farmers that the sun now leaks upon, I do believe. Lord George's improvements are manifold. For instance, each man has his farm, now all in one, not in 20 as heretofore, one long stripe of enclosure. Each cottage, too, has now some road, but improvements are all swallowed in the chaos. Chaos remains chaotic still. Cottages now of Lord George's, black huts, bewildered, rickety fences of crag, crag and heath, unsubduable by this population. Damp peat, black heather, grey stones, and ragged desolation of men and things.
Near way Carlisle and ten courtier a wineachai tamil and ostan Lord George and we doors and blaint a shen. Agus we quidach on nis multi gomor na vi sheshen. Gafu agarhor the nation in okia dig that it's a shay, is ain't took marahui facts from Gwydor, if I mer.
Heaven smiles upon this western oasis of Gwydor, and we are right glad that Lord George Hill has permitted this little book to be published. It is truly a voice crying from the wilderness.
Caisha garve hill and hiddenya smuichi, gaveti chanskal tarasarachta a wanu in yirgaltacht hir honel. Gaveti tedva war a wint as farshnacht eish snhevniha, agas as fiach shanachar na shlevte. Skrivshe pamphlet bug, Hints for the Traveller. Le homra hi osta a horamela fobul. Agas nil auris erbion, akar irilish kod war kuartai, Boddi wór agostolacha a balu hana chantid. Spregan comortas a dra comport tiva stid an ostan, agus an wachtinach tiva mi, hil han comodarachta, hin a radwa se henesin.
There was a time in boyhood's years which I remember well, when first I visited Gwydor, I dreamt not of hotel. I lay upon a green rush bed, bestrewn upon the floor. I never thought to have laid my head on pillow at Gwydor. I've lain upon the selfsame bed with master, man, and maid, and in the same apartment where the cows and sheep were laid. But thank my stars I've lived so long a happier time to see, a noble landlord here among his happy hills with me. He's built a home for travellers, for you, for me, for all. He's set a bright example to those of Donegal.
Na hí an a chai tamil a jahósta hill a saurú na bléna oké déag daihid sa cúig, bhí canarí ar a óg, John Mitchell, John Martin agus John O'Hagan. An admirable hotel a hug O'Hagan air. Agus bhí sé antásta comá le rodi eile a bhí janta ag Lord George.
Lord George has set up a great store at Bunbeg where he sells everything except powder and spirits. Went through the whole establishment, beginning with the coals and crockery and ending with the boots and soft goods. Judged the young man worthy of patronage, and bought walking sticks and woollen socks. Mitchell a pair of breeches in addition. Lovely little key, most convenient for Lord George to land his goods. Had not time to go through his mill. Bade adieu with fervent good wishes for his lordship, who is a common benefactor to the whole country round. Immense business done at the store, considering the bareness of the country.
Horse shopper, he's in one bug, heart from the inactive caratry. Agus war and shoppish and covad agus war Protestanty a gobber and sunnait. Agus kundan the Hebra hosher bonsa shoppish and clital. Vim re and clanter gun ober gun arrogant. Agus horse yedig genu maradirti stocky in the bayan rina to go at who gliant on the Asian or Hannikin wearing Victoria. A genu stocky the Adam Sassana. Agus a do summer, jay bean, jay shanfeen. A vila foil is the sheen, shen fisa kehar stocky a clitel. Ach we in snare keel, agsanubber, casta, a marson hen, we in the dini sestilish, marba arrogant more at the stah a da and worshin, die stocky. Agus we solace bug in the dini sni, a knushed in the stocky. Canilidan roddy a hosher bun, offic pushed er in one vug. Ni offic pushed martanish, marvishin or shulig a solidanic stampy a stah, agus hosher far a tastel on one vug. Letterha. I got sheer no ross and the gumper letterha. I guess a deal couple of peen, no, I took a couple of peen. I guess horse in it, pubble in our ear if he's in one bug done the dean.
You can do get Lord Kerjibo every gobble into. I guess Hugs at the Stown TV me, Tanish the Nuthis, Armaha, I guess it's Chiron, I guess it's net dermen sche konnte in jur a gespeser wenn faste ner hegu meiden de wunge ma fana bartak wer hul mar wie seal gehalten in gedor a gestrudna wake schist in rio gus en droi goy wie in de dini go wunsch in de bonne yes that thing in mention you do in trateling gedor an architect of the heart der er en lorenberg schol demische a hanchen in chaskel sche wie de gilt kelp a ges kaiche grona der er en lorenberg grona mre mahi denu Eklatel, den Stocki, Gesmataki, no, Dilu Turmer, Luashe, he had Ponte, and Jenschen. Enschen Schafaste, Gronerierisch die Kiese, and Trohasa Hart, Miele Pont. An Architekt Schaskus Schäden, or what, the head Pont, the Rierischti. Enschen Schafaste, Gro, and Schaskus Schä, Sharky Dig Bue, Kerivile Kera, Tree hit coupling a door, and Schaskus Schä. A nienchen schau rokinna bien and trots a heart. A shim a warl hin could ward on stockchen. Na vele munten het yeder harbi, a listen dini na shreddy handigan alles albin yagas for shelliver na crick.
Hugshe could ward thee for shinnister as albin.
Oh, Hugshana schlift your father na dini, agas Hugshana shreddy and alles albin, agas bein hum of ye. A shinner the hidden hen.
Da chidi anal, chidi ar o alan garu arhu agus eion a dua vishat fórstina ar an chroc. Chose ag fera ar na crociad agus fórse fyr la iad a chyfad. Chose chlija agus crini na cri, hart ar an eit agus ni ro cad ag dynarbi da wytr na tida agud cwiri hen elegint ysta. An ish hwysar hi wylihid ta garu bag gofol ta se fasgal tenis agus ba punta an tréidí a thugtír, is dóigh an facal béir le pound a ba chéalais, agus an rud a bhí an duine ar bí a bhuihi a chuid duine ar bí is a cheantar a bhuihi a chuid chéra i gcíthe ar an chroc. Chuihi is deas a funta seo é, agus bhéh sé is dtíoch gníolú an duine pín na bheith fín, leis ní roin sin a sean fín a bhí sé deacair go mbeidh sean fín féin eil céad blian a hain. Vi eitile ar an tar agus chuddan na cuidi hort in sin gudí an verig mar tagu gairdi na pe sasna haste agus an sa verig a díkui an tarigad ar sonna gaira. Ach an rod a harudan na cuidi a hannig an al caish agur a fair glas na halban ní sver na chud furi vi dóid agus dimise da ma an uas fan na híslein a cuartu fél agus caliw chud waiha cu a bal agus a nícaha agus tá scíal bagile an idir gur marú a chuideacu agus gur a bheáil sailte chuíráil háilte a godan na tithí ar feid gibhdíthe in na dhéh sin. A bhí rud a bhhain cinnte chanig na saidir í thart agus thug siad lá na daoine a mheas siad híl siad gur a gcuid a bhíthir gur a gcuid na gcuir a bhíthir a fuair a le báis de siúcar ná a dúla acu sa cheantar. A cibí mar bhí tugú daoine an na phríosan is a cheantar agus an sin chuh síos don tairt gur an baint aige sin leis na cuirí agus is dóithe ná bhacha sé ceann acu a riamh a chuid daoine began do dhaoine is a nait a bhfuil go dtí príosan na gaide le manú nar gcuid an saoirt na cuirí na nuáin nar gcuid siad a ní racha siad agus ba an saoirt ach níl is a bhí sa cheantar a fuair an tiroblaid seo go léir.
Chuala mé héan scil go minic gur díl na halbhaní a téan na cuirí. Máfa ar a mealtain agus fáil litir cannin agus mtun gur wadis dífa an lart agal dir wadir gai dór.
Agus vi compensation le fáil ar nói ar na cuiri?
Vi, agus hana wain sinna vi siad a genin síl nís gweida wadir a phobl agus sinna cedin mar stóhe brod a wailo. Ná, ní rôn na dini mór lo na mai lo na mai dífa mar tamai cinti gur wadir cwrtan agur tíhi. Agus is dóigh gan na Molly Maguire's rinsin a dárdi é yenu. Now, ta rud eilir wailam lortir. Sinan rai, togu berig huith ar tar Sin eit intal a berig gehokalt, agus a doigur togan berig honne na halbani gus a gud keira a chasant. Agus an arkadik hui gus a shark gwoi na Molly Maguire's na muntir a fobul, gus milnat or taru, gwoi sietan an berig. Agus fan amsin bi o gheghead gudi sheghead pes as di bobl gidoor. Well na vinta haro da the ma ruddig a maasra ngi door da rair an lorin vikshin ur ma kantir a duth da ma ruddig a maasra ni niu en grihi la gai hied na la shay hied pes la shan dliwa torta na dini an dliwa gavad
pes a wain an edan ahan nina bawg nag dar os a farast
well shin ar da warla vi gom hen goro ar leid pes hon yahan verti vis a fubul
o am gaham san iu ish dieg wal kashti realtish moor emirke As Cantra ha bachtan a héran, vidien astrál agus cólinachtri bretanacha ele, mar léser a grachstad na gyananti. Ach nyró glacu ig hill lish na maltish na harabi. Vin véd sal a ráige a bamflid Thoughts on Immigration a dalsi se a kuranéna himirke mar réteach.
Why should immigration be encouraged by the state, there being room enough for the people and for their improvement at home? The evils of immigration are great. Personally and politically. Personally, it inflicts expatriation, a punishment without crime. Politically, it is a sort of national suicide, needlessly, willfully, recklessly discarding a worthy, intelligent, enterprising class.
Thus, Helgro, who has killed the Kishtege, Hains, the Schemana, a beer bonnige, Lohuna Bermacher, Rintacheran, Chanskilne Ketala, a Gizmin Schemanele. Dama taru ar a hihir liach o maith agus a wíse hain, bau pobl gwi dood yn ysig gwyte. Ach, bish ydym el ystiwcl a hapgras eg sgeim yn y hyl. Sef liain ac ei ddia cwytas y cwyg, hwysiad garan yn on gy Parliament London, pryd yna hyd sian o dohorti.
The landlords, who are the only magistrates in the district, have entered into a combination to oppress, rack rent, harassed by taxation and by corrupt administration of the law, your memorialists, from the face of the earth, to make way for sheep. The mountains round their farms have been taken from them. They are now reduced to misery and oppressed by rents and taxes enforced by their landlords, who are the administrators of the law. At the head of this combination of landlord magistrates is Lord George Hill.
And again, there is Shane O'Doherty in show, when I got parished, is the glanty, an archidiac quick to do. Agus hannig sesin an skris miltina a vi dienta la linyan gartu uurugun. Agus hos a achanye egin realtas an arka dig kuikit sa doa. Sin a vien hannig sa. A gerai tara la hort ar watir gai doa a fwish an hlos vuur. Hanna wain sin a haak sa dierai chruhu na gru an achanye brega sin ar an adini har an anim nahalas na dian sa dea harbi. Agus istoi gu wir sa dini a dadvi nar hosht animer bilish agus hosht yeri el a hulus and fobod an haivishin an arkidik quick to kay and you really law rodelle tog a good war arkid free gearing a tog a good war arkid america and tamshin win seal ko hosht ni dor agus la kudan arkishin kayu tis ogi dor market in austrail slua meltenako agus anadinish in the goni new heart for melbourne Na níl na dínsin a wachar hannig na nye, agus tan hannim na o galahar, agus o bwíl, agus o kól, inta fárstin mi in Melbourne a nyú. Agus hannig sa sin, hílri sa sin, o wachar gí dór.
Hén hill ar nói gar o bon fyrinja le sin nachaní o na hér sén o dohorti, agus dúrt na hwan dara pobl a nyerin a bí ní báras na bí pobl gí dór sa nám. Le cuidu fishery on Tenant League, Could you fissure a bon hall and I'll ne bratine? How could the chananti finish a fin drogoy a hushkemani hill or who hain? A has and cost a parliament a gusloft an udrash la hill. Bahint and che a vas an am good or who cost you the hirni tallow against the loch rachmush, hall of London, and rehunas and I dinya da guinal hain. Vian la la hill.
The committee found no evidence of destitution. And concluded that the complaints were much exaggerated, and that the prevailing poverty was not attributable to the landlords. Rags and poor living are more a fashion than a necessity, not to be regarded as real indications of poverty.
Dag brehunas san hoste parlamente grolan huachtig hill a galoreil an hod skemen yng I dôi. Ach, an I hiarta hor dô, vi sier hir na talwg cho liberalach agus vi an le na lein. E gwrs I credi cho mai le gachra dele. Vi suel ki re Victoria agus myron, mar ein le fyrentacht hiarta siach na suel ki sin. Es fyr, na rasta se mor an katlikach fan hod taltyng I dôi, ach as ochan yw sin, Nian na se irach dar bi le na janto yn y bradysnau.
Hwg se aglis na church mae dyrmwyd ar yn tiw hald yn hwyrt yn caslen a fi ege ym un y cyngen I dŵr. Ach, cedym gyr hil se gyr hawn y dini yna yn sint ag yn terfys gyda am yr enw dini hal y sasyn. Naw, ni yn yn sil na sasyn ag y sil na heran. Bedyr gosodd cosol a hele mor yn doi yn unys a ni rosodd cosol a hele ffado. Agus ni hoculis watir na hair na chihe, titimisha san doishin, wal gadeen aglis, shakar agus a janta a night to be forced in a difo. Agus lansha daru a gul gadee, an cha fobal na an shepal, katlika. Agus ni ir horsan, mora an erdi ar erhi, ar an yireishin, dana seal.
Gwne a wain da heil social da gwe dor, a dahri heil gobunusach, ma bir da hen,
The great advantage arising from the temperate habits into which they have now been led is so obvious that it is earnestly to be wished they may be lasting. This change has led to a revolution even in their festivities. Formerly it was the custom at weddings for each friend of the bride or bridegroom to deposit a bottle of whisky, but now, happily, it is otherwise. A shilling loaf is a wholesome substitute which undergoes a sort of distillation, or rather, brewing, as follows. Loaves of white bread are cut down, put into a large metal pot full of water, and seasoned ad libitum with ginger, caraway seeds, sugar, and plenty of pepper, all boiled together. This beverage enjoys various appellations, such as lemonade, hot jugs, sweet water, etc., Ever may it contribute to social and sober enjoyment, and soon may they be induced to confine their distillations and their desires to this rectified species of harmless potheen, which will exempt them from pains, penalties and police, and leave no sting behind.
Ach, dalt ag olioor dan a lasahe a miu helu miu astu, nir on sgeel cosasul agus a vertichel a fys. Der Caitlin na gil avrida.
Well, According to Kester Edilish, well, on some namshin near Edilish. We potting a yenu, we potting a forsin aha nights a fubble. We cushion a grown potting for us the yenu and shaw. Kind on a cushiony, ma we ain't leaving aiden, we nart eta a folly lay a yenu. Agus manner on potting a ye heart, near a moran cow amshire a shool, agus by dasin rod resa on a polony. Na a vi an sa nam, bav rerod la bohul ioga a magta tihau agus na polin ian a nei, agus da sgilti gafol fan a resi rinsid. Cú sile nis mona sin ar fada vilas, vin bia gan, nir o bia ag na dini, agus gaminig sin tein via sasra avi acu brin potin. Viu tinnis ar an a nir o doctor I acu, agus vi lies an sa fotin. Ag dacalis I hest ar chor hil dedu lis o nir I di lis, Na fi'n poti na ienw, gyda'i hart fo'n am yr hosi yn darach cogw dawn dy.
Fwyr yn tîr na hyl bos sef leyn ocia deg siacht os yn ni. Ar wala y dampol aglis na heran ar y wan fyg, ta'n sgrifen lica siolianus.
Sacred to the memory of Lord George Hill, a self-denying Christian, he devoted his life and fortune to civilize Gwydor and to raise its people to a higher social and moral level.
Ach yn sy'n arís ta'n cest le cor, An molo mair of gudir katan, mortis gantaka, no masla de fobel omlan, elirian an aspa tishkin of eir o hus gudero.
Enu agus me de brano sheer amshir helling idoid. Kayara ra nar hurnishkemana vige gies bahani sar rahotananti. Nir oil na principal aknomuyakta avi a lansanige da heel agus the stadu idoir sanam. Vina cottony raw wacht. Agus ni roi glesa na tiananti arigat a chahu, le fios a chyr ar y talw domasi. Nyr y bach na prati, fi droch goi amach ar loch na gotani. Bag roch am e, da reforming landlords.
If only he'd begun his efforts a few years later,
when the great famine had forced many changes on the life of the countryside, I believe he might have been acclaimed as a great landlord. As it turned out, many of the dread consequences of the famine were blamed on the landlord rather than on the potato blight. Even so, there were, and still are, two different versions of Lord George's character and achievements. Already in 1886, only 7 years after his death, a visiting writer recorded that she found in the district two diametrically opposed views about Lord George, each vouched for with equal violence. To some, he was the embodiment of all the evils of landlordism, while others remembered countless acts of generosity. Increasingly, as individual recollections faded, he became tarred with the dirty brush of landlordism. But from all the evidence I can find, he was a well-meaning, if simple-minded man, bewildered by the opposition which his well-intentioned objectives encountered. In the end, he lost heart and gave up regular visits to Guido. Nowhere is the clash better seen than in the dramatically different views of life as it had been before the Great Famine. To the tenants, those were days of golden peace, of bliss and plenty. But Lord George saw them, and he supported by evidence from many other sources, as times of great misery and disease, of bitter feuds and endless squabbles. The changes, for good or ill, brought about by Lord George Hill were completed by the Great Famine. In the new cultural landscape, enclosed fields and scattered homesteads took the place of the tangled Rundale holdings and clustered clachans. Isolation and self-seeking replaced the warmth and poetry of communal living. Ironically, the physical changes imposed by the landlord have allowed the old lifestyle to reassert itself. For Lord George's improved strip farms were so narrow that roadside holiday homes erected alongside the landlord's new farmsteads have produced what is virtually an 8-mile-long village stretching from Bunbeg to the Bloody Foreland. It's a friendly disorder, dear to the Irish heart. But if Lord George were to see it, he would want to start all over again to impose an English order on the scene. I remember climbing a hill and looking down on this village a couple of years ago in the company of John Hume, who has a home there. I commented on the apparent lack of any planning control. To me, it had the appearance of a planner's nightmare. John Hume said it was a very human landscape that he found most attractive. What matters, he said, is that the houses are strung out a stone's throw from each other, or, as he put it, a row apart.
Dag Lord George Hill a lorag marshin erigrach agus ar liagan amach i ddoedd gydyn lat anioon. Ach, tiw mi dysyn, nil darwyn ar y chydsgeam yna ymratacha, ach, siantia osta ta titymus y chile, stor môr ar fel na cefa, agus nart clyaha clo. Agus e, rwyd y wain ele, lior fyr spesiwr.
Whatever one may think of the Gwydor experiment, the fact remains that Lord George gave the world, in his Facts from Gwydor, the most detailed account that we have of the rural world of the Gael, of its cultural and physical attributes in the days before the Great Famine.